Part 4, Financial Plan. Welcome to Part 4 of Van City's Start Smart, A Basic Guide to Business Planning. In this part, we will explore what goes into the financial section of your business plan. Before approaching Van City for a business loan, you need to know how much money you need. We want to see how much you need, not how much you want. We also want to see what you need it for. For example, are you buying equipment or paying salaries? We invest the financial assets of our members, so we want to know that you understand all the expenses and revenues in your business. We look closely at how businesses we lend to plan to repay those loans. Your financial plan should show how you will generate enough revenue to cover expenses and pay back your loans. Financial planning, particularly for a startup business, involves making realistic assumptions. That means listing every expense your business will incur, from your rent to staff to equipment and inventory. Be prepared to explain how you arrived at your calculations. The more details you can provide, the more likely you will be prepared for the ups and downs of business ownership. The next section will guide you through the financial planning that will get you off to a good start. Startup costs. Startup costs are expenses you must incur to start your business. In some instances, they are one-time costs, but some may be the first of ongoing costs, like maintaining inventory, paying license fees or lease agreements. Other startup costs could include equipment purchases, rent or leasehold improvements, legal fees, technology costs like a website or a database for inventory management, advertising and marketing, like your logo design or signage, patents, licenses, or permits. Describe in detail how much you need to start your business and for what purpose.
No one plans to fail, but as a lender, I want to know that the business owners have thought of the worst-case scenario. I want to see that they have a plan to repay the loan and land on their feet, too.
Pricing strategy. All business owners want to make a profit. Accurately pricing your product or service is one of the most important factors in determining whether or not you will make a profit. There can be many things to consider. Here are a few starting points. What is your competition charging? Are there standard markup formulas in your industry? How much will your customers pay? What are the variable and overhead costs that go into your product or service? Variable costs could include raw materials, labor, and transportation. Overhead is your fixed costs like rent, insurance, taxes, things that may not be directly related to production but must be paid to stay in business. Describe your pricing strategy. Sales forecast. It can be challenging to forecast sales for a startup business, but it's important to make a careful estimate. Your sales forecast is also an important part of your cash flow forecast. When calculating your sales forecast, keep in mind your production capacity. Can your operations support your sales goal? Other things to consider: explain how you calculated your sales forecast. Is your business seasonal? Do you anticipate more or less revenue at different points in the year? How many customers or clients will you have? How many transactions over a month, a year? Is your sales forecast tied to marketing or sales initiatives? Describe your anticipated sales on a monthly and annual basis.
In my experience, many people don't understand the difference between term loans and lines of credits, and when and how to use them. This is why your cash flow forecast is so important. Do you need short-term financing to pay bills in a low season, or a short-term loan to buy equipment?
Break-even analysis. A break-even analysis calculates the volume of sales a business must generate to pay the expenses associated with running the business. The break-even point occurs when total revenues are equal to total expenses. A break-even analysis includes both overhead and variable costs throughout the year. Provide a break-even analysis in your business plan. Accounts payable and receivable. Your approach to accounts payable and receivable can have a big impact on your cash flow. In this section, you should describe the method and timing of your accounts payable and accounts receivable. How much time will you give your customers to pay you? For example, on delivery, 30 days or 60 days? How will you deal with aging receivables, and do you have a plan for discounting them? How long will it take you to pay your suppliers? Can your customers pay online or via e-transfer? Describe how you will handle your accounts. Cash flow forecast. Your cash flow forecast is one of the most important parts of your business plan. A cash flow forecast tracks your business income and expenses month by month. It shows times during the year where your cash requirements increase and decrease as income and expenses flow through your business. An accurate cash flow forecast helps you understand your financing needs. If you plan to apply to VanCity for a small business loan, we want you to provide three different cash flow forecasts looking at cautious, realistic, and optimistic scenarios. We also want to see that you have projected 2 years of business operations in your cash flow forecast. Make sure to provide monthly and annual totals. Refer to your sales forecast, break-even projections, and marketing budget for the figures you need to include in your cash flow forecast.
Your cash flow forecast is the most important part of your business plan. Your cash flow forecast should convince us that your business will make enough to pay your business expenses and repay the loan.
Here are a few more tips. Use a spreadsheet program that can easily handle numbers to build your cash flow forecast. Set up 12 columns for a 12-month forecast. List expected revenue from all sources, expected expenses, and the cash that remains at the end of each month, and use as many rows as you need for every detail. Include payments for any startup loans you hope to receive. Adjust your cash flow for seasonality. Be as accurate as you can and make notes about your assumptions in the forecast. Remember to calculate three versions of a 2-year cash flow forecast that project cautious, realistic, and optimistic income scenarios. Personal budget. An important consideration for all startup business owners is how you will pay yourself. Developing a personal budget will help you determine how much you must earn from your business or other sources in order to maintain your standard of living while you are establishing your business. Make sure to include your personal budget. Financial risk. All businesses face some financial risk. Just opening for business every day poses some degree of risk. Think about the unique financial risks to your success. The risks could be internal or external to your business. Thinking through these risks and how you would deal with them is an important part of business planning. It does not discourage potential lenders and investors. Dealing with risks in your business plan reassures the lender that you have thought about every detail of your business and are prepared to manage risk. Make sure to describe at least three areas of financial risk. In Part 5 of Start Smart, you will learn more about what business lenders look for in the summary of your plan. For more information about VanCity's microfinance program, contact 604-709-6930 or microfinance@vancity.com or visit vancity.com/microfinance. This guide is brought to you by VanCity's microfinance team and is supported by Western Economic Diversification Canada.